said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliff, O, and Gabby.
Cowboys are my team, and it's my dream.
One of the Cowboys doing the Aussies, the Kangaroos proud on Friday. Owen Kyle Felt. I'm taking part in the Prime Minister's 13 over in Fiji. But I think the real poignant thing, aside from the Aussie smash and the Fijians, was the images and the video over the weekend, Gaz.
Yeah.
It's gone viral of PM ScoMo acting as Waterboy.
Yeah, very interesting turn of events. I expected him to be there, you know, having a beer and watching.
Usually they're sitting up in the stands in suits, aren't they?
Exactly, but being down on the field, barefooted, handing out water, very interesting.
And handing out water, like running the water for our very own Kyle Felt from the Cowboys, who actually joins us on the phone right now. Felty, probably the most high-profile water boy you've ever had, bro.
Yeah, it's a bit like Bobby Boucher, but ScoMo, so...
That was the comparison I was making. That is probably the most famous Waterboy out
that's
there.
That's Adam Sandler. Thing.
Yes, Adam Sandler from Sandler Waterboy. Was he? Did he do a better job?
I don't know. He was talking up the H2O, so I think it's on par.
That's quality H2O. I remember.
Why was he running with no shoes? What was the go there?
Oh, I think he didn't want to get his nice little leather shoes dirty. So
I thought
the best option was to take your shoes off and get out there and really enjoy the Fiji culture.
It was very weird because he did. He had the green and gold on up the top, and he had some what are those pants?
Chinos
like,
or
he
something?
Had chinos on the bottom, but then he was barefoot. I thought that's very un-Prime Minister, isn't it, to be barefoot and running around? Didn't like surely there was some spare boots or something lying around, Kyle?
Oh, there would have been some spare boots if he asked. I think it was just a spur of the moment thing he wanted to do and really get out there and show it. So that it's his team and he wants to be part of it.
Well, it is a PM13, so it makes sense.
So you didn't know he was going to be a water boy? Like, that kind of shocked you when you were throwing the bottle to... You just thought, I guess you were throwing it to a trainer and then you look up and it's ScoMo?
Yeah, well, we didn't know. Like, we got our jerseys presented to us by him and that was the first time the Prime Minister's ever been to the Prime Minister's game as well. So for him to run the water was even better.
Yeah. Well, it made me giggle because it is a PM13, so I'm like, oh, he must be coaching. But no, he just got downgraded to water boy.
Coaching. I mean, the guy's got skills. Probably not in that field. Wow, the most high-profile water boy I think you're ever going to have, man, when the leader of the country is the guy. And what I like is he wasn't even taking you a fresh water bottle. He was taking your dregs away, Kyle. He's taking your half-empty bottle off you.
Yeah, I wasn't giving him the water. He was giving me the water. That's something different.
Yeah, that's right. Kyle Felt, great game on the weekend, man. Scoring within the first 60 seconds. So, yeah, awesome for you. Good on you, man. And you got another rep game coming up soon, too. So, best of luck, mate.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Organising an engagement party is not as stressful as a wedding, but it's getting there because I'm running by the rule, Cliffo, that if they're not going to be invited to the wedding, they're not invited to the engagement party. I thought that was the rule.
Standard,
that's how it had to be. But my fiancé, Nev, is just like, no, you invite everyone to the engagement party and then you cut the list down when it comes to the big day.
Yeah.
I thought that was rude, though. I thought, like,
yeah, well,
if you're going to invite them, they might be expecting them to be invited to the
Hunger Games,
wedding.
Isn't it?
Isn't
you know
it?
What I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, a friend, but you're not on that list.
Fight to the death, otherwise you're not coming to the wedding.
Prove yourself now.
Yes!
Gabby's friends.
It depends on the present as to whether you're invited.
Yeah.
No.
But 13, 12, 16, lots of calls coming through for this one. We're going to go to you first, Sally. Sally, can you invite people to your engagement party but not to your actual wedding?
Of course you can. I got married just over 12 months ago and we had a very small intimate wedding out of town and we had 20 people, but at our engagement party we went all out. We had 60, 70 people. And no one cared. Like, no one cared at all. They were more than happy. Everyone
You've got very understanding friends, or just to your face anyway.
They didn't care to your face.
Behind your back, they're like, oh, God.
Do not know what they're saying in their kitchen when you're not there and all that. But 13, 12, 16, hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Marika.
What do you reckon? Can you invite people to the engagement and not the wedding?
Most definitely.
Okay,
we actually had our engagement as, like, a massive party where we invited every single person.
Sure.
And then got married at our dining table.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, nice. Yeah, I've done a few of those before as a celebrant.
Yeah, very intimate.
Is it starting to calm your nerves a bit?
Oh, a little bit, yeah. Okay. Let's keep going.
13, 12, yeah, well, we'll keep going. And then someone's going to go, nah, you can't do it. You absolutely can't. They'll knock you back down again. But who's this?
Hi, this is Beck.
All right, Beck. Are you that person?
Yeah.
Like, can you get married and not invite people to the marriage, but they were there at the engagement party?
I did. But my thoughts are also that I don't really think it matters who you are, even if you're family, close friends. I don't feel like anybody should feel like they're entitled to be at somebody else's wedding.
Yeah. I'm not worried about entitled. I'm just like, you know, that the thought that if they're invited to the engagement, they're like, yeah, the wedding's going to be so fun, and then they don't get invited and they'd be disappointed. I don't want to disappoint people.
Could you imagine if someone, like, started making arrangements and all that?
Like, they're going to travel because it might be down south.
I can't work in July or whatever.
Because Gabby's getting married and then they're not invited.
Oh, the worst.
That would be the worst.
One more. Who's this?
Christy,
what are your thoughts? Can you invite people to the engagement and then ditch them for the wedding?
Absolutely. We have a we did it the other way. We had our hens and bucks parties, and I invited a whole heap of friends that we weren't able to have at our small intimate wedding, and it was great. And they all knew, and they were all cool with it. And so we had an excellent hens party, and then I had an excellent wedding.
I really like all of these because everyone said, yes, you can. But have you noticed the theme is that everyone's had a very intimate wedding and that's afterwards why they haven't invited everyone? But what if I have like 100 people at the wedding but some people are still ditched? Will they then be annoyed?
My intimate wedding was 100 people.
Oh, whoa!
Oh, my God! There's nothing intimate about
that's
that.
That's not intimate!
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
No secret, Gabs. Yeah, 2019 rugby league season. Not great for our North Queensland Toyota Cowboys.
It's okay, we're looking forward to 2020.
We are. And you know what? Let's be honest. 2015 wasn't that long ago when, I mean, it was the fairy tale finish. The guys won the NRL Premiership off that amazing JT boot, that field goal in Golden Point extra time. One of the greatest moments of my life, I'm going to be honest. It was just incredible. I was there with my wife and she was screaming and crying and the town was crazy. You know, for the next couple of months, it was just incredible. It's memories I'll have, and I know a lot of people in this city will have forever. One person who will not remember it and clearly doesn't appreciate it is my 5-year-old daughter, Matilda.
Well, how old was she when it happened?
So she would have been about one or two-ish, and she was asleep. And I'm still shocked to this day that we didn't wake her up without screaming.
How dare she not remember this moment?
The Cowboys won the grand final, but it came up last night in a weird kind of way. Because Jonathan Thurston, the guy who pretty much won us the premiership off, well, it's the whole team effort, but he kicked the field goal. But he's got a new TV ad on at the moment. We saw it on Channel 9 last night. I'll play a bit of it if you haven't seen it. It's all about, you know, storm season and cyclones and stuff up here in the north.
When I played footy, I get ready for every possible situation I could face. Off the field, it's time to get ready, Queensland. In our climate, storms, floods, cyclones and bushfires can hit anywhere at any time. So what's your what-if plan? For more information, search Get Ready Queensland.
Great
course. Good one, JT.
Yeah, good thing for the legend that is Jonathan Thurston to be part of. Anyway, that happened last night. That played last night. And as soon as the ads sort of started, because he's fronting it like he's looking down the barrel of the camera, I'm cooking dinner and I hear from the lounge room, "Hey, Dad, look! It's that footy guy." "Hey, Dad, look, it's that footy guy." And I had that moment for a second, like, have I failed as a parent?
Yes,
or is
she
failing as a North Queenslander? Like, what's going on?
I think you're all failing.
"Hey, Dad, look, it's that footy guy," as she's pointing at the TV. And straight away, I had steam coming out of my ears. And it was not so much that I was angry. It's more that I was disappointed in you, Matilda Clifton. And I started thinking, little girl, you go to a Catholic school. Do you walk in every day and see the photo of Jesus on the wall and go, "Hey, Dad, look, it's that religious guy"?
Okay, let's not.
No, you don't. Time for her to learn, Gabby. Don't stick up for her, okay? She's a North Queensland girl. She has to learn these important lessons.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Burning down the house,
yeah. I wish he was singing in the house on the weekend because my bra nearly burnt down the house on the weekend. This had nothing to do with me. My bra went rogue.
Number one.
And it nearly started a fire.
I don't wear bras, but I've got to put it out there.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong.
I think I am.
Whatever it is, you're doing it wrong.
No, this is probably a bit of a public service announcement for issues that could go on with the bra. I don't know if this would ever happen to anyone else. It's probably just me. But just in case, I thought I'd let everyone know that there is a potential fire hazard when washing your bra. So I had a load of washing on over the weekend, and I've got a front loader where there's like the glass window so you can see what's happening in the machine. And we're sitting down watching TV, and I turned to my partner, Nev, and I was like, why is the machine making that weird noise? And I thought, you know when a washing machine gets unbalanced and it starts rocking around and vibrating
and it
everywhere?
It starts walking across the laundry.
Exactly. And I thought maybe that was what was happening. Yeah. So we got up to have a look, and he goes, Gab, something is sparking in the washing machine.
In the washing machine?
Nah, surely it's just a light. But no, there were sparks in the washing machine. And so we had to turn
the... Was there water in it at the time?
It was in the spin cycle, so it was draining all the water. Yep, yep. So we had to turn the machine off. We had to wait for the door to unlock, so it would have looked hilarious. We're just sitting in front of the washing machine for 5 minutes waiting for the damn door to unlock, just in case a fire started. Finally managed to open the machine, and one of the wires had come out of my bra, because with a if you're not sure, guys, there are wires under the boob to hold it up, gives it good structure, and it's metal, and it had popped out of the bra, and it was scraping along the glass window, which was causing sparks. And now I have this like black burn mark on the inside of my washing machine along the glass. My bra was sparking.
I'm going to put it out there, Gab. It's a hot part of your body. But I had no idea it was that on.
That on.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
About a third of all Australian households have a pet of some kind. I actually thought it'd be higher
I was about to say, thought it would be more than that.
Maybe only a third admit to having a pet, because sometimes it's really hard to get a rental when you have one. You need to find a pet-friendly place that people will allow animals to reside. Sometimes
and then there's people
hide
like
them.
Well, there's people like you who have a pet, but you don't. You have a rental, but you
don't
want
allow
people
pets
in your rental with pets, which I find
I'm a total hypocrite.
Height of hypocrisy, but I love it.
Total hypocrite. I get it, but there's actually a new way that maybe you could be a little more successful when looking for rentals when you do have a pet. And I know this firsthand, even sometimes when they don't specify that pets are welcome, sometimes they are still open to it. If you have a well-behaved dog or cat and you can prove it. So there's actually a new template out there where you can create a CV for your dog.
Oh, wow.
Or cat. Or rat. Whatever it may be. So this CV, it needs to include all the important milestones such as microchipping, vaccination records, your schedule when it comes to worming and fleeing your animal, and then some references. Like a normal CV, you need to put some past rental references on there.
That's really smart.
Even better if you can get printed out ones so they don't have to call around. So you get past landlords to give you a written out reference to attach to the CV. Yeah. And then, of course, you need to attach a photo, because who can say no to puppy dog eyes?
Yeah.
And you send that in with your rental application, and they reckon 99% of the time
it'll get you across the line.
Well, it'll help get you across the line. 60% of the time, it works every time.